Hey everyone, Peter Sarlin just made headlines exiting his AI startup with a massive $665 million sale to AMD, and now he's back in the game with Qwitwo. It's such an exciting pivot.
That's a significant move, but we need to look beneath the surface. For years, the industry has been waiting for mature quantum processors, often dismissing early applications as theoretical. Sarlin argues that enterprises simply cannot wait for hardware maturity.
Exactly. I love his perspective on that. Instead of just waiting, Qwitwo is building the necessary infrastructure required before quantum computing becomes commercially viable. It's about getting ahead of the curve.
The core argument driving this initiative is critical. The transition to quantum capabilities requires a fundamental shift in data processing, security, and workflow integration. If we wait for those quantum computers to just drop into our hands, we risk massive operational disruptions when they finally arrive.
That's why Qwitwo prioritizes infrastructure development as critical as the hardware itself. It extends beyond purchasing machines. It requires updating network protocols, ensuring security standards can handle quantum encrypted data, and training workforces to leverage new computational powers.
Right, and it's not about replacing current systems entirely yet. In the near term, quantum computers will work alongside classical ones for specific tasks like optimization problems or molecular simulation. Preparing the infrastructure now ensures smoother adoption once those capabilities are live.
It's a brilliant metaphor, building roads before the cars arrive. Qwitwo aims to prevent traffic jams when the technology hits the market. Enterprise adoption is crucial right now because tech giants often lag in practical application compared to consumer availability.
Industries such as finance, healthcare, and logistics rely heavily on computational power for risk modeling, drug discovery, and supply chain optimization. Delaying infrastructure readiness risks losing competitive advantage once the technology becomes ubiquitous.
That's a huge concern. Qwitwo's strategy involves creating middleware that translates between current software stacks and future quantum algorithms, making complex tools accessible for standard business applications. This signals broader implications for investors, too.
Funding shouldn't only target building quantum processors, but also the supporting ecosystems required to run them, including cloud services, data management, and developer tools tailored for quantum environments. A company cannot remain static after a successful exit. Continuous innovation is key.
Sarlin demonstrates that success involves identifying the next critical bottleneck in the industry and solving it. By pivoting back into the market with Qwitwo, he positions himself as a thought leader, understanding long-term enterprise needs.
Ultimately, as quantum computing reshapes the digital economy, Qwitwo offers a pragmatic path forward. Focusing on infrastructure before hardware fully arrives ensures enterprises are not left behind.
This strategic foresight could determine the difference between a smooth technological transition and chaotic implementation. As we watch AMD's acquisition news and Qwitwo's launch unfold, preparation today determines dominance tomorrow.